With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Church leaders and parents' rights groups throughout California are gearing up for a massive effort tomorrow aimed at derailing State Assembly Bill 495. It's being called a child trafficker's dream because it allows strangers to remove children from public schools or daycare centers without their parents' permission. Karen England is president of the Capital Resource Institute in California. She says every parent in America should be concerned.
Well, on the 19th, we're having a big rally, press conference, and lobby day where we're hoping thousands of citizens come and send them out to lobby the senators to oppose this bill. This bill has been flying under the radar, and so we need to stop this bill because it goes to the Senate floor, and if it passes, it goes straight to the Governor Gavin Newsom. So we have to stop it on the 19th.
More information on AB 495 can be found on the website realimpact.us. On the heels of Friday's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska, today President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky, European and NATO leaders at the White House. The outer bands of Hurricane Erin have been lashing Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands with heavy surf, flooding rains, high winds. North Carolina's Outer Banks anticipate similar conditions in just a few days.
Locals here are really hardy, and they're used to this kind of thing. So beautiful outside. It's hard for people to feel like there's a hurricane coming when it's as gorgeous as it is outside.
Angela Taws, co-owner of a supermarket in Buxton on the Outer Banks. Some folks clearing out, others battening down the hatches, planning to ride this one out. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow trading about 20 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 8 points. The S&P is off a fraction. This is SRN News. Amnesty International goes to bat for Christians in Libya.
The human rights organization says the recent trials of 11 believers were a sham and all of the defendants should be released immediately. The Christians were accused of varying infractions, including criticizing Islam and trying to spread the gospel. Amnesty says, quote, prosecutors denied defendants the right to have a lawyer. They also denied the defendants access to police reports. Libya is number 4 on Open Doors' annual list of the world's worst persecutors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population was devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule. Alexander Florian of the Elie Wiesel National Institute for the Study of the Holocaust in Romania says anti-Semitism is exploding on social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram, though less visible in traditional mass media. The COVID pandemic amplified conspiracy theories that date back to the 19th century. This is SRN News. Health-conscious Americans are shunning alcohol in growing numbers.
The shift is driven by younger adults ages 18 to 34, of whom 66% say even one or two drinks a day is bad for your health. Even people who drink told pollsters they're drinking less. While moderate drinking was once thought to have benefits for heart health, recently researchers say there's overwhelming evidence that alcohol consumption leads to negative health outcomes and is a leading cause of cancer. The poll finds beer is still the top choice among men, while women were more likely to reach for a glass of wine. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Postal Service is facing congressional attempts to strip billions of dollars in federal electric vehicle funding. Republican Senator Joni Ernst says that she is going to go ahead with a bill, one that would rescind what's left of the $3 billion worth of federal funding. The money was set aside for EV purchases by the post office. More details, SRNNews.com.